not very far out, we did the first August Desert Witness in August, and in that one we did solicit groups, Eastern groups, mostly that are connected to religious groups, but there was FOR, Fellowship of Reconciliation, there was a Sojourners magazine, which is a religious group.
Right.
I think Pax Christi, I'm not sure, but I remember those, and they got together around the August Desert Witness and helped to put it together, staff it and all of that, so that we didn't have a whole new infusion of a lot of money, but we were able to bring mm-hmm. people together and bring people out there. And you know, there's been criticism, and I know it's in Ken Buttigan's book, about the strategic question that, mm-hmm. you know, it's expressive for people to go out there and feel good about doing this, but what was this doing to change the picture? And part of our, we did have organizers that were good ones, like David Hartso and people that came and helped us to, and actually worked for us for a little while in mm-hmm. terms of organizing. And our goal was to get people to go back home and to work with groups, you know, like in other parts of the country. Nevada is not a great base for, you know, influencing Congress. And yet we had people that were connected, mm-hmm. Had offices in Washington, and or that had, and that was a really major strategy, was to get to their congressional representatives, because mm-hmm. we were getting people from all over the country.
Right.
And so they did do that. And, you know, eventually, even with George Bush 1, we got a moratorium on testing. We got shorter ones before that. And so I think that to a certain extent it was effective. Also, you know, what we, as we kept doing those witnesses, we were able to get, we developed the opportunity, the ability to have, if we want to call them demonstrations or actions at the test site, ad hoc, whenever there was a group. So I remember that we had the, what would they call it, the physical therapists, they were maybe psychological therapists, you know, the whole, they used to have a big convention of psychologists, I think, and people in that field, that all of them went out there, and they had healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
I know Anne Guyon, she was Carl Sagan's wife.
Oh, okay.
And she was out there with a group, and she actually got arrested, and that made a kind of dramatic impact. And he was actually out there.
Right.
Shortly after that, he came out with his theory on, and did a book on nuclear winter.
Right.
That if we set off a major exchange, it could, the dust and all could darken life on this earth.
Right.
And those had huge impacts
sure.
on people. Sagan had a lot of impact on people.
He did.
So I think it's, yes, the events were pretty expressive, but they had real ramifications, and we were not oblivious to that at all. I don't ever remember being that, and I remember having lots of conversations on, you know, but we also didn't have the ability to do a major organizing in Washington, you know.
Right.
We also, you know, brought in other groups that, you know, there was the Nuclear Freeze and other groups that,
right.
And then of course there was Greenpeace.
Right.
Then there was this American Peace Test that started.
Right.
Brought much bigger groups. When they started being these big groups, which we had created the tension, I think Greenpeace was the first one then to come, but then some of these others came. And they were able to mobilize lots more people than we did. They had lots more money.
Mm-hmm.
But we continued, and they said, well, why did you continue? And we continued because we felt that the faith presence was very important and very significant.